is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
It's never too early to start thinking of the next family vacation, but the usual problem always remains. Visit the same place year after year, or enjoy a truly unique experience in the mountains of northern New Jersey. The Great Divide Campground has been serving camping enthusiasts for over 50 years, maintaining the idea of camping, just refining it each and every year. Guests are able to bask in the sun and fun of the scenic Appalachian Mountains by day and take in the moonlight by night. The Great Divide Campground features full events calendar with live music, a lake for fishing and boating, and a brand new playground for the kids. The Great Divide Campground has fully furnished air-conditioned cabin rentals available with plenty to do or not to do, depending on your idea of a vacation. The Great Divide Campground is less than an hour away from Newton, New Jersey. More information available online at campthegreatdivide.com or by phone at 973-383-4026. 973-383-4026. The Great Divide Campground, just a stone's throw away from the city.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, master chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I'd also like to welcome back to the program my co-host today, Lynn Glukoff.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good, Lynn. It's great to have you back on. It's been a while. Great to have you back on with us. We're going to be talking about this big story in the news, and it's a very sad story, obviously, and, you know, it's a tough topic to talk about, but there was a mass shooting in Oregon, and there was a mom who actually wrote an article and basically was painting a partial picture about the environment the family lived in, their beliefs, and the challenges that they faced. There was a lot of online posts that were linked to Laurel Harper, the mother of the gunman, and they're limited and very incomplete. But they seem to indicate two things, that her son, Chris Harper Mercer, had a developmental disorder, and that the family and had a very familiarness with firearms and the gun laws. And basically they had a spokesman for many agencies that were looking into last week's fatal shooting. They actually told CNN that the investigators are aware about Harper's alleged social media posting and her son's online writings. Harper is part of the investigation, just as would be any person who is close, obviously, to the gunman. Laurel's Harper apparent online writings come in from posts of several websites, usually a lot of health topics, and a lot of the bulk postings were on forums such as Yahoo and Nurses Together. There is a lot of public records linked to Harper using the same email address, and they used in these posts on the Yahoo user calling herself Tweety Bird. And it was first reported by the New York Times, and they make a lot of references to Harper having a son who has a disorder on the spectrum, on the autism spectrum, and the family having strong pro-gun views. And there was a response to the question that was posted on Yahoo Answers, actually going back 3 years ago, and the account was linked to Harper's complaints about lame states that considered a loaded magazine inside the home the same as having a loaded gun. And she said that, "I keep all my mags full. I keep two full mags in my Glock case. ARs, AKs all have loaded mags. No one will be dropping by my house uninvited without my acknowledgement," the user wrote. You know, this is kind of hard to read, even, Lynn, because it's just such a sad you know, story, because you really, your heart really, really melts for these families that are, you know, suffered such loss.
It's horrible.
But, you know, there's many different posts about this and a lot of stuff on this story. You know, there's posts from this person 6 years ago about her son having much knowledge about guns and gun laws, and her views on guns differ from even from her former husband, who actually told CNN that the shooting would not have happened if his son, 26 years old, did not have access to 14 different guns. All the guns were legally obtained by the shooter or family members over the last 3 years through a federation of licensed firearm dealers, and the official said last week. Mercer said he has never held a gun. He doesn't want to, he told CNN. He laid out his personal philosophy on the issue. I'm a great believer. You don't buy guns. Don't buy guns. You don't buy guns. Other nations don't see mass shootings at the same rate as the United States, Mercer said on the news record. Somebody has to ask the question, how is it easy to get all these guns? Evidently, according to the LA Times, Mercer and Harper were married back in 1989 and were separated after 11 months. They divorced in 2006, and they both had joint custody of their son. Ian Mercer, the son who had lived with his mother, moved to Oregon about 2 years ago. And, you know, his dad said in his bold statement that guns are killers. And, you know, they go into this story about how, you know, Harper, you know, had a lot of these online posts that are about guns or politics or about law. She described herself as a nurse, mostly offers advice and expertise on many different health issues. The state records show that Laurel Harper is a licensed practical nurse in Oregon, and when strangers ask about the sore arm, about getting multiple vaccines or taking vital signs or how to fill out nursing forms, Tweety Bird is very generous to get her responses. You know, it's just, it's very strange that, you know, this person is really out there too, often shares her email addresses, public records linked to Harper in these posts, engaging and encouraging those questions to reach out to her directly for additional guidance. One area claims that she has an expertise in autism. Several posts, she makes references to having Asperger's syndrome and considering to be on the high-functioning end of the autism spectrum. She also makes references that her son has the same developmental disorder. She has advice about handling anxiety 5 years ago, and she wrote online that she has Asperger's, and I didn't want it to do so bad, but it wasn't easy, but it can be done. So, you know, what she's doing is she's kind of painting a picture about autism and Asperger's in a way. You know, she shared this one thing that said, I also had Asperger's as a kid and that my son has Asperger's. You know, he's not a babbling idiot, nor is he his life worthless. He's very intelligent, working on a film career. You know, so she uses that, and, you know, and then CNN says, basically said, what stops mentally ill from buying guns? You know, the autism spectrum disorder can cause significant social impairments, communication problems, and restricted repetitive behavior patterns. And then they say, but studies have shown there's no direct between Asperger's and violence. The question was also raised 3 years ago when Adam Lanzana, who was said to have Asperger, killed 26 children and adults at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newton, Connecticut. So this is a very tough thing, because by her saying this, she actually shed a light very negatively, I think, on the ASD community.
Right.
Because they generally are not prone to violence, and it's very, to me, very unfair and irresponsible for the media to exacerbate these facilities and wrongly project about the autism disability, because I feel like it really not only causes harm for those living with Asperger's, but it does nothing to make better of the devastation and the pain felt by many families who lost a lot of loved ones.
Well, that's true too. Yeah, that's true.
You know, and I feel like, you know, instead of, you know, spending time pointing fingers, you know, at the disability, we should really start embracing those who are different from us, you know, and showing them compassion and tolerance, and most importantly, acceptance.
Right.
There will always be, unfortunately, be a lot of suffering in the world. And so why would we cause even more spreading of unsubstantiated stigmas?
Right. I mean,
that's how I feel, anyway.
I saw the article come out from CNN saying that this person had Asperger's. And, you know, it's people with Asperger's really suffer as it is with an image that is projected on them. And it's just very upsetting to read an article where something so violent, a crime, is connected to Asperger's, where, you know, whether he had Asperger's or not is not relative to what happened. You know, I mean, we saw it in Sandy Hook. It's basically... Two features that characterize autism spectrum disorders are difficulties in the area of social interaction, a tendency to engage in repetitive behavior, whether this is high functioning or one who's severely affected. Those are the two common features. There's no linking of this syndrome with any violence in any way, and people have to understand that. And I think when you read these stories and the public perception, it gets muffled, you know. It gives people the wrong perception of Asperger's if they don't know a lot about it, you know. And a lot of people don't know a lot about it. So it's just upsetting that she would even bring it up, and the news, you know, escalates the whole feeling about it. And, you know, like you said, these people lost their lives, you know. Let's talk about gun control. Let's talk about, you know, how we can prevent this in the future. It keeps happening. You know, it's just very upsetting to probably the people that lost their children. And, you know, if they hear the person has Asperger's, what are they going to think? Aren't they going to get angry that, you know, about the whole Asperger's thing in general?
Right.
You know?
Are they going to now start hating everyone with Asperger's?
Exactly.
Is that what this is going to do?
More hatred, more stigma. And it's just, it's very upsetting the way it was handled, I think, you know, in the media. And people lost, their loved ones for no reason. And I think we don't know why this boy did this, young man. Obviously, he had access to a ton of guns. The mother had access to guns. And so something is, you know, wrong right there. You know, why did he have, they found, I think, what, 7 guns, it said, or something in his classroom or in the school? You know, so that has nothing to do with Asperger's. You know, that has nothing to do with the fact that he had Asperger's.
No, that's a personal choice. That was something that his mother allowed him to do and be around.
Exactly. So in my mind, when I read that story, I'm thinking this is not a good thing for our community, and we have to speak out about it because, you know, that we need support. We don't need negative feedback, like you said, or stigma. Even mentally ill people, you know, they didn't mention that he was mentally ill, but I remember hearing one of the reporters saying, you know, let's talk about mental illness in general and let's be more open about it. Not when these things happen, but just all the time. It shouldn't be a stigma. It should be talked about, you know, but when a gun situation goes off, you talk about mental illness. I mean, that's, you know, that's not the time to talk about it.
It's funny. It goes back to like when something tragic happens, that's when we talk about it.
Right, exactly.
It's never like
exactly.
All the good things. How about all the good things that happen? We don't talk about those.
Exactly.
The media doesn't talk about it because it doesn't sell news, unfortunately.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, even TV shows, you know, going back to TV and movies, how they incorporate autism or Asperger's into a story, you know. They had the movie, you know, back Temple Grandin's life, and then, you know, they had a romantic comedy called Adam, was the talk of a town. I don't know if you remember that.
I saw that, yeah.
And then there was about unofficial diagnosis of popular TV characters such as House MD. And then, of course, the show that I love, Sheldon Cooper of the Big Bang Theory. Right. You know, and so sometimes, you know, those, you know, are what we're familiar with. That's what we think of Asperger's or autism, and just like, you know, I've always said this again, but you know, the most famous movie probably was Rain Man,
right?
And you know, but that's one individual, you know, and that's the thing about Asperger's and autism is there, everybody is different,
right?
And there's not one person alike,
right? And I mean, we always talk about that the spectrum, you know, each level is different, each person is different, but even within Asperger's itself, each person is different and each situation is different and the way they handle things is different. We don't know what was going on inside this person's mind. We don't know what his background was like. We don't know, you know, we don't know the details behind it, but just to link something so tragic to the word Asperger's, I think, is really unfair until you know, you know, why this happened, what happened to it. You know, I just think it's infuriating to us in the community who are working so hard to portray our children or our loved ones as, you know, part of mainstream society, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's what upset me when I read that article.
You know, you start to see now, you know, we talked about this many times, how companies are now getting on board of hiring individuals with Asperger's and autism,
yes.
How they become great employees. Now is this, you know, negativity in the stigma of the media and also entertainment, is it going to have a serious consequences of maybe future growing of employment now?
Right.
Because they're going to be afraid something like this is going to happen?
Right. It definitely affects, you know, and even like what I think I saw, I know I watched The Big Bang Theory too, like you do, and I remember I saw Sheldon, I don't know what his name is, I forgot his name in real life.
Sheldon Cooper,
I saw him.
Jim Parsons.
Yes, Jim Parsons.
Yeah.
I saw him on an interview, and they asked him, does your character have Asperger's? And he said, well, I don't know if he has Asperger's per se. He may have some attributes of Asperger's, you know, but he... And I kind of like the fact that he didn't directly say this character has Asperger's because, you know, Asperger's can be a million different things. I mean, you know, and it was interesting the way he answered that question. I thought, you know, he didn't want to say this is a character with Asperger's because it wasn't supposed to be that way originally. You know, I mean, maybe he has some quirks or whatever or certain things that people recognize in Asperger's, but he felt that this character was just different. You know, the way he handled things was just differently than other people, and he was an interesting character, and a lot of people can relate to him.
Yep.
I mean, you know, so, I mean, it's just, it was just upsetting.
You know, it's just a combination, I feel like, you know, is if Hollywood and the news can start to play more of a positive part, you know, for autism awareness and Asperger's.
Right.
There's so little of that. I mean, when was the last time you saw something positive?
Well,
I can't even think.
I used to watch the show Parenthood. I don't know if you ever saw it.
Sure, sure.
With the drama. And they did an excellent job because one of the producers had a child with, I think, Asperger's or autism. I'm not exactly sure.
Yes, yeah, your autism. And,
autism. And the actor was phenomenal, actually, who played the part. And they did raise a lot of issues that were real, so true to life. I mean, to us when we used to watch, I mean, it was just so real. The things that the family goes through, you know, and the bullying and the stigma and all that, and it was a wonderful. They did a wonderful job. I mean, that's the one that I've seen. But I think they even started incorporating autism into soap operas too. I don't know why I remember hearing that, but we should see more of it. You know, Adam, the romantic comedy. I saw it with a while ago, but I think it was pretty positive, right? It was a positive.
Fairly. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was an interesting study anyway. I mean, we need to be looking at it as how they can contribute, how they are good workers, how they are sometimes very loving people, you know, and they do have the ability to love, they do have the ability to give, and they're you know, we can learn a lot from them, and they have talents like Temple Grandin, like, you know, that we don't think, that the typical person might not think in the way that they think, but that doesn't mean that they can't contribute, and they can contribute, and they are very intelligent people in the society. So, you know, I just wish there was less, like you said, negative, you know, and more positive. I think we need to...
Yeah, there's not enough positivity. That's really what it comes down to. And everybody, you know, when something happens, they're looking for the trigger. They're looking like, mm-hmm. Why did this happen? Oh, he must have a disability, or he must be mentally ill, or he must
right.
be this.
Right. Right.
And sometimes, you know, there doesn't have to be an explanation. Sometimes people are just, you know, evil, pure evil people and just bad people in this world. I mean, you know, there's some bad people that do things that, you know, without any reason or rhyme that causes it. It doesn't have to be a disability or
right.
or a sickness
right.
necessarily. You know?
And the question remains, too, what are we doing to keep our schools safe, you know? And then there's the controversy over, you know, what should we be doing? Why does this keep happening? You know, I think there's a lot of anger out there in the world, too, right now. People are unhappy, you know, with the economy, with the the presidential nomination, you know, everything that's going on, I think there's a lot of
controversy. There's a lot.
Yeah, you know? So we don't know what
we're doing. I feel like we're missing the big point.
And that's
right now the biggest thing is that support should be going out to this community and support going out to these families and not being a big spin in the media. It almost like we should mention the story and then have a moment of silence and not talk about it anymore, I feel
like. Of course,
And just kind of like, you know, have all this energy that's put into the story, I feel like should be put into the families and helping them cope with the loss.
Definitely,
That's at least how I feel.
About giving back, like you said.
You know, like if they spend all this money on news reporters going out to find about this and that and the other thing, it's like, you know what, if they put that much energy into helping these families heal, their lives, although their lives will never be the same.
Never.
But if we put this much energy into that, I think it would make a big difference in people's lives.
Yeah. I remember reading an article saying the reporter said he couldn't believe that he had to write about another shooting and once again go out and talk to the victims of family members that lost their loved ones for no reason. And it's just, you know, that's the pathetic part of the story. I mean, it's that these people lost their children and they went to a regular college and, you know, this kind of thing happens. And it's just, you know, it's a sick world. It's a scary, it's scary. It's really scary.
It is. I mean, parents today, you know, we didn't have these issues when we were kids. You know, I was talking to my mom the other day and she said she never used to worry about these kind of things.
Right.
You know, we have to now worry about our children going to school and if they're safe, you know, and
they put
fear in us, unfortunately. It can't stop us, obviously, from living our lives, but in the back of your mind now, as a parent, you have this fear.
Right.
You have to worry so much more. I mean, you wonder, enough things.
Like you said, is it propaganda? Are they, forcing, you know, is it really as bad as they're saying it is? Or is it...
Or they just highlighting.
Trying to make money off of scaring people, you know?
You really do have to wonder that sometimes.
And
I think it's all for the wrong purpose. I mean, I know we're talking about this topic, but we're trying to shed some light on the positivity of Asperger's and autism and not the negativity of this story.
Right.
And I want to make that very clear to the audience because it was like a big hurtful thing for the ASD community when this woman, this mother... You know, and I don't know if she even realized what she did by saying that.
Probably not.
You know, but she did do a lot of damage.
Right.
And it's very hurtful for a lot of people to hear that about their child or even themselves.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of very talented people out there who are very, very productive in the world today and doing some amazing, incredible things. And those were the things we should be talking about, the ASD community, not about things like this.
Right.
So it is upsetting, a little frustrating at the same time. But hopefully, you know, by talking about this in a different light, people, you know, listening to the broadcast, it might, maybe they're not affected by autism or know much about Asperger's, but they hear the program and they might have a little bit of a different opinions and at least get them to think about it. Changing their perspective of the stigma. That's what I want to do. So but you know, we'll continue obviously to kind of follow up if there is any follow up, but it's like almost one of those stories that, you know, you kind of want to just let it die on itself. And like I said, really right now we need to focus on these families because they need severe healing right now as they're suffering so much from losing their loved ones.
Right.
So, and really that's important. But I don't know. You know, we got Halloween coming up now, you know, and it's like, you know, another thing to worry about now. Parents don't want to let their kids go trick-or-treating now and like they used to. And,
yeah,
you know,
it's a whole different era.
It's a whole different world, you know, and it's kind of scary, you know. And it just, I feel like, you know, it just takes a lot of the fun out of children's lives of being kids, too. You know, that we just, they don't have the same things and experiences that we had as children growing up.
Well, I mean, I mean, I think in some ways, I know, like, I think we had talked about this last year, that, you know, malls would do, there's safer ways to do it than when we were, in some ways it is better. Like, our parents just let us walk for miles, you know.
Oh, yeah, we used to go out like two or three times. We'd change costumes and go back out again. And,
right. And the streets would be filled with children, yeah. And you'd be walking around. And,
but it
know,
was
whatever.
Fun, though. It was fun for us. I mean, definitely was an experience
it was
that
fun. It was
I remember.
It was really fun, but yeah. I think the town, well, I know, like, different towns, you know, they have, like, trunk or treat, or they'll have, like, in the shopping center, you can go in the stores, and there's ways to do it that maybe are a little bit safer, you know, than just, than just letting your kids, obviously, we used to go out by ourselves, honestly.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh, we did
my
too.
My parents never went with us. I mean, I don't remember my parents ever going out with us. But nowadays, the parents have to be with the children for sure.
Yeah you can't let them out of your sight.
You can't let them out by themselves anymore, you know.
So
unless it's like across the street from your house and you could see them. But there are other, I think they're taking precautions. They're doing more things at school, Halloween parties, you know, in certain classes, whatever, parade, you know, around the school or, you know, different stuff like that. That's what, you know, in this area we try to do stuff like that's safer for the families and stuff. So,
right. Right.
You know, but you don't get as many.
But like I said, you know, I don't think our parents had to worry because there was not much as craziness going on in the world as there is today either. So
no,
I think that's,
I know.
That's
it was,
part
it's
of it.
Totally different.
It's a different
totally
world.
Different.
So we have to protect our children, and that's really the, you know, the main focus is that, you know, we have to do as much as we can to protect each other and look out for one another. And, you know, like I said, if you do see something suspicious, you know, do call the authorities. You know, don't wait. You know, I think that's the key, too, if you see something in your neighborhood. You know, we got to start the old neighborhood watch again and really get our neighbors involved, I think, especially
that's
for
true.
Halloween
we have
time.
That, yeah.
You know?
The Amber Alert, too, you get now on your phone if something's going on. You
absolutely.
Know, that's a good thing.
No, it is. And just hopefully more people get involved to help, because that's really the difference is that people, you know, need to get involved. And a lot of times people are afraid to, I think.
Right.
So,
well, that's true.
Hopefully
too.
We can do
afraid more today.
Hopefully
too.
We could get, you know, like do a little bit of a better job of, you know, supporting each other in the world. So, but anyway, we'll follow up on that story and we'll let you know what ends up. Hopefully, like I said, it'll kind of go away on its own and we won't be talking about it. But we have a great show for you next week. You know, we'd like to wish everybody a great week, Lynn. We just thank everybody for their support as always on Hope Saves the Day. Be sure to tune in Monday nights for the new show at 8 p.m. on autismradio.org. And just want to thank everybody again. And remember, until next time, everybody, Hope Saves the Day.
Escape on a vacation unlike anything you've ever imagined with one call to the experts at Cruise One Land and Cruise Travel. Prices have never been better. Mexico and the Caribbean are offering great vacation deals. Cruise lines have special promotional packages, and the cities of Europe are awaiting your arrival. Work with a travel agency that has your best interest in mind, all without any service fees. We are ready to arrange both your personal and business travel plans. Contact Cruise One Land and Cruise Travel today at 1-800-609-3012. That's 1-800-609-3012. Or visit justgreatvacations.com and get ready to discover the world.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Oh. hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day. Show you what I see, what kind of life will I have, what's in store for me. Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything, with your love I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me, yeah. Then you are right by my side. I will love you to the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day.